Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of Find My iPhone using the Play Sound feature, which comes in very handy to locate your iOS device, whether that be your iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, or iPad Mini. And of course, all of those devices have to be on and are able to be reached either via Wi-Fi or the cellular network, of course, to allow Find My iPhone to locate those iOS devices, and of course, all using the same Apple ID. Now, I've allowed Find My iPhone to locate all my iOS devices, and I've also installed Find My iPhone on all my iOS devices, because then no matter what device I'm currently using, I can find any other iOS device. So my iPhones, my iPod Touches, my iPads, and my iPad Mini all have the same Find My iPhone application installed on them, ready to go. So for the moment, I've currently got my iPhone 5 in my hand, and rather than secreting my iPad Mini in the house somewhere so you can tell it really does work, I've just currently got it sitting next to me on the lounge here so you can hear what the sound sounds like. Okie dokie, so let me touch the screen to find my iPhone.
Find friends. Find iPhone.
Okay, there's Find iPhone. One finger double tap. One finger double
find
tap
iPhone.
To open.
My devices. Help. Button.
Now, previously, I've already signed in to Find My iPhone with my Apple ID, and all my iOS devices are currently registered on Find My iPhone with this current Apple ID that I can now flick through to see what I've currently got located on the list. So one finger flick to the right.
My devices, heading, sign out, button, all devices. David Woodbridge's iPad Mini, 30 seconds ago.
Okay, that's David Woodbridge's iPad Mini.
David Woodbridge's iPad, 30 seconds ago.
That's David Woodbridge's iPad.
David Woodbridge's iPhone, this device.
David Woodbridge's iPhone, this device. It's an iPhone 5.
David's MacBook Pro, 30 seconds ago.
It's my MacBook Pro, and one more to go.
David Woodbridge's iPhone, offline.
Currently turned off in my bag. So one finger flick back to the left to the iPad Mini.
David's MacBook Pro, David Woodbridge's iPhone, David Woodbridge's iPad, 1 minute ago. David Woodbridge's iPad Mini, 1 minute ago.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Location, devices, back button.
Now if I touch down the bottom left hand side of the screen.
Play sound, button.
That's the play sound button. Now if I one finger double tap that now, nothing happens because at the moment those buttons are not active on the screen. They're present, but they're not active. So the way to make them active so you can use them, if I do a one finger flick to the left.
Dismiss pop-up. 2 minutes ago, call out info normal, button.
Okay, call out info normal button. If I one finger double tap on that, I've now made those buttons down the bottom of the screen active. So I've come back down the left hand side again.
Play sound, button.
Now if I one finger double tap.
Alert, 11:43.
Okay, that's the iPad Mini now playing the sound so I could locate it wherever it's sitting in the house purely by the sound. And of course, when I find it, I just pick it up. And of course, press the power button.
Screen locked.
And I've just relocked the screen and I'll stop the sound from playing. And that's all there is to it. So all I need to do now is just press the home button on my iPhone.
Find iPhone.
And lock my screen.
Screen locked.
And that completes this demonstration of Find My iPhone using the Play Sound feature. And just remember that you have to make those buttons down the bottom of the screen active by using the Call Info button first, and then you can use the buttons down the bottom of the screen in Find My iPhone. So thanks for listening as always, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.